Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I shared as in our opening this morning that there are three kinds of coffee sizes, and it's true. There's tall, grande, and then there's daylight savings cup coffee, extra, extra large. You got to just have a big cup. We have plenty of coffee available here at Peace. That is definitely not a problem at our church. So we might need it today with daylight savings, but great to see all of you gathered here this morning, a good crowd gathered to hear some encouraging words this morning from Jesus. Do have some announcements to share before we begin this morning. The first is that we are, this is the first Sunday in Lent, and we're continuing our journey through the Lenten season. We celebrate that, we observe Lent here at Peace by having midweek Wednesday services. We gather for soup supper at 6 o'clock, and then a brief worship service at 7 o'clock happens here in the sanctuary. We're partnering with six other churches during this season of Lent. So when you come Wednesday, I will actually not be here. Pastor Miller from Lebanon will be here Wednesday night. I'm going to be in Waldport Wednesday night. So we're kind of, you flip a coin, and whatever comes, that's the church you go to. It's much more organized than that. This is a way to partner with our fellow Lutheran churches. Other announcements to share. The second thing I'd share is that today is Mite Sunday, Mite Box Sunday. We're collecting our mites, and I think Peggy's going to share a little bit about that, where the monies are going for the mites. We'll wait for that. And then at the conclusion of our service, we're going to have one more of our partners share about their ministry, and we're going to hear about ways that we can deepen our partnership with them. Mike Ostrom from Luther House is here, and he's going to share. There you go. And we look forward to having you here. Thanks for being here, Mike, today. So that'll be towards the end of the service. Other announcements to share this morning? Peggy.
I always like to let you know where your mites are going. And in March, the Ladies Missionaries League has voted that they want to raise $50,000 to reconnect to the body of Christ in Texas. The congregations of Texas District Circuit 28 have a strong desire to work as a group in training mission workers to share the word and unite these congregations and communities. And their grant was written as, whereas today the United States is the third largest mission field in the world, and whereas the Brownsville-Harlingen, Texas metro area in the Rio Grande Valley has the distinction of being the lowest socioeconomic metro area in the United States, with 35% of the people living in poverty. And whereas bold new steps such as the Reconnect to the Body of Christ initiative are required to reconnect struggling congregations and their communities to the body of Christ. And Reconnect to the Body of Christ is a non-traditional missional model program that will show how small, struggling congregations, how they too can bring professional church workers and relationship building programs into their circuits, training church members in successful methods of reconnecting congregations with their community. And so therefore it is recommended for $50,000. And you realize that Brownsville is right on the border, and they are seeing firsthand the influx of quite a few immigrants. I don't know what you guys call them, but that's what I call them. And that's who they're working for.
Thanks, Peggy. Mites are going to a good cause. Janie?
Pieces by Peace meets tomorrow. That's a craft group in the fellowship hall at 10 o'clock. We have, as always, you can bring your own craft, whatever it might be, and we have a project going tomorrow that will include anywhere from amateurs to advanced, so please come out, and this project will be kind of an assembly line type thing, so it should be kind of fun. So hope to see you then.
And Elder Elaine.
So we've been doing a wonderful fruit basket upset as the youth room got done and then pastor's office got done. We're now working on the sacristy. And a lot of things have come out of there. A lot of books we're not using. So your parting gift today is to leave, you have to take 3 books. But they're on the, as you exit the fellowship hall, there's a bunch of books, and you're welcome to take any of those. Any that aren't taken will be given to charity or the book bin or whatever. And then also, because of all the changes, we have more room in the kitchen. We've been doing lots of changes, we meaning me. And anything that's changed is marked in kind of a yellow sign. And if you have any feedback, please give feedback as to how things could be done better or in different areas. Okay?
Awesome. Thanks for doing that, Elaine. Let's invite the choir forward to begin our worship with a special song.